are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with Urban Sports Team, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray, Wally are in the building. We got Lex Diamond on hold. He's on deck, man. Every week, Lex Diamond is with us. And this week, we're going to have extended coverage of the Redskins Seahawks game, as well as the upcoming Washington Redskins Minnesota Vikings game at FedEx on Sunday. Because Lex Diamond, you know, that's what he does. He comes through in the clutch for us. So we appreciate
He's clutch,
him.
Man. He's very clutch.
Absolutely. Now, should we do the pregame? Should we give the fans what they want, or should we just...
No, nah, we'll tee in here.
Okay.
Not today.
And also, we'll have our... And finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment. That's Real Talk with Urban Sports Team. You can call in, leave a message. Have your voice be heard on our show.
Yes, be about the people, man. Be about the people. Right? You know what I mean? It's the truth, though. It's all about the people. I get the people what they want, man. They want to be heard. The people want to be heard, man. And that's the voice of it. That's Real Talk. You know Absolutely. What I mean? And but right now, we got Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Lex, what's good, my man?
Hey, man, everything is great, man. I'm hanging out with the judges getting ready to put Ezekiel Elliott away from
He need to be, like, he has the OJ dream team. I believe it, dog. Like, seriously.
Like, dog. He got the deep pockets of Jerry Jones. That's what he
That's close. Jones. It's the
this
same
is such
thing.
A waste of resources. He should have just served a suspension, man. It's crazy, but I know we could talk about Ezekiel Elliott all day. But Lex, last week I predicted that the Seahawks would lose to the Redskins. I think you were scared to make a pick. What happened? They did it.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. It was a miracle.
It sure was. Missed field goals and all.
Miracle because the secret weapon actually caught the pass. And I'm telling you, it was a miracle. It had to be a miracle, man. Kirk Cousins threw the ball up in the air, which he normally doesn't do. He doesn't try to go deep. He went deep. He actually trusted the secret weapon. And he caught the pass. And honestly, that was a touchdown. Josh should have been given the touchdown for that. He was, you know, he rolled into the end zone. But it doesn't matter. They got the W. They shocked the world. They beat Seattle at home. And for the Redskins, it kind of put a Band-Aid on their season and let, you know, kind of gave the fans some hope, you know, a lot of hope that there's still, you know, life in that football team.
Lex, I like Kirk Cousins, but I don't like his consistency. Can we get back-to-back weeks where Kirk plays with that sense of urgency, and can the coaches, you know, prepare the team to play with that level of urgency?
Well, I'm going to say this, man. I think out of all the games that I've seen Kirk play this season, I got to give him an attaboy, because, like, the Seattle Seahawks defense is really stout up front. They're secondary. Now, they didn't have Earl
Thomas. Exactly. They didn't have Earl Thomas. It's very important.
Wow.
Earl Thomas, that dude.
They didn't have Earl Thomas. But Kirk was still able to make plays. He didn't. Now, Kirk didn't have Jay Crowder, who
of course.
Was his favorite target.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have his top tight end, Jordan Reed. You know, so he kind of had to depend on Terrell Pryor, Josh Doctson, and Mr. Grant. And Vernon Davis, who played very well, but he got injured in the game. And then they had a guy that they just picked up. I think, wasn't his name, Quick?
Yeah.
The guy they picked up a few weeks ago, put him on a practice squad, and let him play some. So they kind of had to play with a makeshift receiving core and the offensive line. You kind of seen them shuffle in and out, different players played without Trent Williams and – You know, that's tough in itself. So I got to give Kirk, you know, I got to give him credit because he was able to win that game with his arm because he threw that pass. So you got to give Kirk some credit. And there should be a check in the mail for Kirk Cousins, so that on contract for him to sign, so the Redskins can lock that up.
Yeah, they can lock up. As long as it ain't 30 mil, they can lock whatever up. As long as it ain't 30 mil. It shouldn't be 30 mil. 30 mil carries a whole organization. 25 is like, okay, you're a good quarterback that can you can win a championship with. 30 mil is like if you don't have nothing, you know, that you can kind of be like in Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers mode that you can take a team on your back. You know, that's how I look at it in terms of giving and paying a quarterback. I know everyone talks about the market, but it is what it is, though. Like, do you still look at Kirk? Do you look at Kirk Cousins as a guy who can carry a team?
That's
what I'm saying. I'm being real. Hey, like, $30 million is carrying a team money.
But I think what you guys are kind of missing, all those guys that you named, in 2 years, they're all going to be out of the league.
That's true.
I mean, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. You know, that group is on its way out. Phillip Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rivers. That squad is on its way out. And I think Kurt right now, he's probably the best of the next group that's coming. Andrew Luck is hurt. You know, so I would put Deshaun Kurt Watson right now above everybody else.
Deshaun Watson. No. Carson Wentz.
Come on now.
Like, Carson Wentz beat the Redskins by himself.
See, look.
But Carson Wentz is more like, he's younger than Kirk. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, you got a veteran crew that's 35-plus that's about to be out of the league. But then you got that middle group that's, you know, kind of between 30 and 26. That group, in that space, I think Kirk is the best in that space. Now, it's no question Carson Wentz is the best out of that younger group that's coming up. You know, he's definitely the leader of the pack of the young crowd that's coming. But in that middle group, the next group that's going to be, you know, the next elite quarterback group, Kirk Cousins, I don't know any quarterback that's better than Kirk Cousins in that next group. Like, I put Dak Prescott in the group with Wentz.
Okay.
And you look at Eli, in my opinion, is in the group with Tom Brady and Drew Brees. He's nearly on his way out of the league.
Mm-hmm.
So Kirk Cousins, he's done enough, in my opinion, now for the Redskins to kind of trust him with a long-term contract.
Thank you, Lex. I appreciate the way you broke that down. So it makes sense to keep Kirk Cousins the quarterback.
I appreciate it. I agree with the way you broke that down.
Lex. Again, going back to this specific game, a big win in Seattle. Kirk has shown flashes at times, at various points against Philly. Also, that Oakland game was spectacular. He's put up big numbers these last 2 years. But a problem has been consistency. And we know the Redskins from week to week are not necessarily predictable. Sometimes you'll get a heavy dose of running. Sometimes you won't get hardly any of it. We got a makeshift offensive line. But the defense is playing well consistently. D-Hall, what do you think about his return and how that impacts the team moving forward?
I think it gave the defense a bump, you know, because of his leadership ability. But I think this is D-Hall's final season. You know, he's pretty much given Washington all that he can give them. Originally he was a quarterback, and then, you know, the latter years they've kind of pushed him in the safety position. And, you know, like I said, what he brings to the team is leadership and, you know, his vast knowledge of the secondary, you know, duties. He's really smart guy. He's almost a coach on the field. And, you know, he's definitely not the guy. He used to be the guy that used to get all the knucklehead penalties. You know, he was the hot man. But now they've got Josh Norman, who is kind of, you know, he's become the face of the secondary for the Redskins. And his personality, you know, is what they say, contagious to the other players. And I really like what Josh Norman brings to the table. And I think having him and having Hall there, DJ is also another guy who is a talented but has a mean streak. I think that gives Washington's defense personality. And the Redskins' defense is underrated, I think, this season.
Best secondary in the league, Lex?
Call Flight Marshals.
I think at 100% they were definitely in the top five, top three even. You can make that argument. Breland is playing better. And like you said, like I was saying earlier, Josh Norman has really played a lot better than he did last season. And he's not afraid to tackle people. You know, he body slammed the horse collar tackle on the big tight end for Seattle. And then I think Rawls tried to run him over, and he brought him down with a stiff arm, almost broke his arm. So I like the physical cornerback play from him. You know, he gives Washington that toughness. They're starting to get some good plays up front from the front seven, which is good. But having a mean cornerback, you know, is a great addition.
I think that top five is definitely something that I could agree with. I'm hesitant, though, because, you know, I got some other teams in my head right now who also have strong defensive.
They're playing like a top five, though. If you look at it.
I like the defense, and the defense has been the bright spot, I think, this season, especially the DBs. I love Breland. I hope he can stay on the field. But you know what? We got to continue this discussion on the other side of the break. We got extended coverage with Lex Diamond tonight. The reliable Lex Diamond is on Urban Sports. It's on all things, everything with the Urban Sports scene right here on Fox Sports 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Stick around for Lex Diamond after the break.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
Call it how it is. Hit it. I promise you, swear. In your bedroom, I don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. Yo.
Skins, everything, Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Lex Diamond on the line. Extended coverage, Minnesota Vikings, Sunday, FedEx Field. Lex, you're going to be in the building. What are the keys to Redskins getting a W this Sunday?
Well, I think one of the keys is their front, their offensive line. They've got to really protect Kirk Cousins. I really would like for Washington to try to establish the run a little bit more than they have, you know, this season. Try to get a little bit better balance, and try to get some production from the ground game. I think that would help Kurt out even more to have a solid running attack against this defense. Is one of the top defenses in football, the Minnesota Vikings. But I do believe Washington has an advantage on the defensive side because Minnesota's offense is kind of suspect.
I said the same thing. Yeah,
quarterback, and you know he's probably the quarterback for maybe the next two games, maybe because Teddy Bridgewater is in the bullpen, ready to he's warming up now. You know, it looks like they're gonna put, you know, Sam Bradford. It looks like they might put him on the shelf for the season.
Yeah.
But Teddy, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is ready to come back. So I think he's going to be available to kind of, revive that offense. But, you know, Casey has done a decent job to kind of, you know, fill in for those guys this season. But this is going to be, I think, the biggest test for him because Washington is going to put pressure on him. And he's going to be playing against, like you guys just mentioned, one of the top secondaries in all of football. So his receivers, you know, Diggs and company, they're not going to be, getting down the field as easy as they probably have this season. So I think what you're going to see from Minnesota, Chase is going to have to use his tight end, Rudolph, to make plays, you know, down the middle of the field. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't see it being a high-scoring game. I can see if Washington comes out early and really kind of controls the line of scrimmage, I can see Washington winning this game at home. by field goal.
I appreciate that last part of what you said, because up until then, I like the confidence in the defense, but I think as a fan base and also, you know, even in the media, there is a swagger coming into this week, like, oh, it's Minnesota, mediocre, bad offense, we got this.
I watched
the 49ers team walk into FedEx a few weeks back and nearly steal one. So the whole trap game theme is always at play for this squad.
They're the underdog. They're not even – no, there's no confidence about beating the Vikings at all. Like, if they not by the players.
I think it should be because the defense is playing well.
I think
we got a potential top five secondary, and you're going against – as we said, I suspect Minnesota Vikings.
They 6-2. This team is 4-4.
But you gotta look at
battle tested.
You gotta look at the circumstances around it, some of their wins, and you know that.
No, but their defense is stout. Like, they're going to get the Raiders are going against a really good defense.
To Lex's
point, like, usually when you play like the Niners, you mentioned the Niners are weak all around. So yeah, they were arrogant about that. They shouldn't have been arrogant, but it is. This Minnesota team is the truth defensively. They have a Super Bowl defense.
Yes, they have a good defense, but here's the thing: last week, not a whole lot of Redskins fans, including yourself, were ready to pick the Redskins against the Seahawks.
No, and this I didn't pick against Minnesota.
Okay,
though.
You didn't, but Lex just did, and then we have heard.
Yeah.
Have you been paying attention to Twitter? People are excited about this potential home matchup against a bad offense. I don't care what you say.
They are, but it's not an arrogance to it, though. There's not an arrogance to it.
Urgency needs to be there, and it starts with the coaches, and then you got to get Kirk prepared, because Kirk obviously has a big role against a good defense. You can't throw off your back foot. You got to make good decisions. You got to do your pre-snap reads.
Yeah.
It's important.
Next.
And guys, the thing about Minnesota is, you know, they've had some cupcake matchups.
Thank you.
You know, they played the Green Bay Packers. They knocked out Aaron Rodgers, and they played the entire.
They knocked out Aaron Rodgers. You're right.
Entire game, you know, against what's his name, Hundley.
Yeah, Hundley. Yeah,
he's terrible.
Unfortunately,
playing, you know, running the offense for the Packers.
He is terrible.
I actually watched this team the week. They played the Cleveland Browns.
Exactly.
I think it was in London.
Yeah.
And they barely beat them.
Yes.
And people struggle in London, though.
A while to kind of get their offense.
The Redskins struggle as the Niners. Are we doing this?
Now, Lex, you know, down the road is Baltimore, and they lost, I think, 40-0 in London. So maybe that's a good indication. London's not a good place to play.
It's not the best place to play.
Here's the thing. I do totally agree with you that Minnesota may have, what, one credible win?
One? They knocked out. Look, they beat the Packers. You know why they beat the Packers? They knocked out Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's credible. They knocked him out. Like, they did that.
When they go to Pittsburgh, did they win?
Huh? Pittsburgh? They lost to Pittsburgh. They had quarterback issues, right? They lost to Pittsburgh, though.
Exactly. So when they played.
Did they play Pittsburgh this season? Or was that last year?
When they played a good team.
That was last year, wasn't it? I don't think they played Pittsburgh this year, was it?
Yes.
I don't have the stats in front of me. You probably are correct. I don't have the stats in front of me.
But you picked the Redskins, Lex. I'm picking the Redskins. Wally's going with the Vikings just because he feels superstitious about it. but this is a winnable matchup. I think it's okay with
I think every game is winnable.
I just hope.
Then every game is winnable then.
Come on, you know what I mean.
The Saints are winnable then, right?
It is.
All right.
I just hope,
then the Cowboys are winnable.
I hope that from a leadership perspective, meaning, you know, the coaches, that they'll have his team prepared with the same sense of urgency that went into the Seattle game.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. Right now we have Lex Diamond from Harrison Sports Radio on the line.
Great.
So, hey, guys, I just think that, you know, Coach Gruden, I agree with you. He's got to have this team prepared. You know, they were focused against Seattle, and no one, you know, kind of gave them any chance of beating Seattle in Seattle, Washington. But Washington survived and was able to, you know, contain Russell Wilson. This week they have a quarterback that's not as good, and he is not as mobile as Russell Wilson. So they should be able to kind of contain him. And I think that's where Washington has the advantage, and they're going to have to take advantage of. They really need the defense to kind of carry the offense this week. They're going to have to get some offensive points from the defense. They're going to have to get some of their scoring from the defense. I think this week they're going to need some turnovers, some fumbles, some sacks. I think that is where Washington can kind of take advantage of this Vikings team, because Minnesota, in my opinion, you know, they're still trying to figure out what type of team they are. They have some running backs in Murray, McKinnon, you know, these guys are, you know, average. average running backs that have had a little success this season, but nothing kind of stands out. They're not Ezekiel Elliott, you know what I mean? So they're not LeGarrette Blount, you know, LeGarrette Blount. They're not, you know, so Washington has an opportunity because I think the next couple of weeks they're going to have to play the Saints on the road in New Orleans in the Superdome, which is going to be tough. The Saints have improved. In my opinion, they're the best team in the NFC. And then the other game is Thanksgiving. They got back-to-back Thursday night games against a Giants team that's trying to find themselves, that is still talented, and then on Thanksgiving night, and then you come back, I think, the following week, and you play Dallas, and, you know, we still don't know what's going to happen with Mr. Elliott. It's a possibility he could still be playing, so that means you got to play the Giants and the Cowboys. So it's very important that Washington try to get him a victory this Sunday at home, because they've been struggling at home for whatever reason at FedEx.
Outside of the Raiders game, yep.
Yeah, they have really struggled at home. So I think it would be really great for them to get a victory at home and kind of solidify that home field advantage. Because once they get outside of FedEx, they're going on the road. New Orleans is going to be extremely tough. And I truly believe the Giants are going to give them a tough game on Thanksgiving night. And the Cowboys the week after that, because they're going to be, if they lose Zeke or not, they're going to be trying to keep pace with the Eagles, who are in first place in the NFC East. So so still some important games, I think, lined up. But you got four conference games the next 4 weeks. And for the Redskins, this is an opportunity. If you really want to be in the playoffs, these are your four playoff games right in front of you.
Absolutely. Well, Lex, we appreciate you hanging out longer with us tonight. Before you get out of here, as always, let our listeners know how they can check you out.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. That's Lex Diamonds without the A. So that's LexDimonds. And I could be talking about something, a television show. Hey, look, I watch Atlanta Housewives, guys.
You watch Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I watch Atlanta Housewives, man.
Really? I used to watch it a long time ago.
That's just terrible, man.
I used to watch it.
Not only do they have that show, my wife watches it, but there's a escape show right after now.
It's an escape show?
So it makes my life even worse.
Is Escape has a show now?
Like Tiny and... Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm not going to hate. Hey, Lex, do your thing, bro.
Hey, keep cutting that meat out your diet. I like watching Pretty Girls. I'm a big Portia fan.
I get it. I dig it.
I'm still trying to figure out why Cordell Stewart let Portia go.
That's a whole other discussion.
That's a whole different. Yeah, it is a whole different discussion.
Portia. All right. Hey, Lex, man. Hey, keep losing that weight, brother.
Keep grinding.
Hey, absolutely.
Keep grinding. That's what.
Yeah. We'll talk to you. Well, I won't talk to you next week. Next week is my birthday, so I won't be here. I'll be having some good, clean fun somewhere.
Yeah, it's always clean, vegan style.
Absolutely. Have a good night, bro.
All right, Lex.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great evening.
All right. Thanks again, man. Appreciate you. That's Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Anyway, man, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Ages.
You dig. Deuces.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say, she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they try.
some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these chicks be mad at me. They baby father wanna build.
Say, little, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, worker, I make bloody move. If you a fool, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. We'll tease out. But anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. We will feature it on the show, any type of comment. As long as you don't cuss, we're good. But anyway, let's start right now.
Hello, All Skins Everything. This is George Templeton calling in again this week, and it's Tuesday morning, and I'm still stunned by the Redskins' victory. I cannot for a long time remember a back-to-the-wall, absolutely no-chance, hopeless performance and hopeless chance to win and then winning as this. I mean, it was – I got to give three people who I've criticized a lot over the years a lot of credit. Jay Gruden, of course, the first one. Having this team, you know, he and his staff having this team ready to play and ready to fight against the division leader on the road in not the greatest conditions, rainy and windy, not as rainy and windy as last week, but still pretty tough conditions. Kirk Cousins, who I'm not a big fan of, not a great game for the most part, but they didn't turn it over except the one time, and that was not his fault. And he cut loose with some really great throws at the end of the game to Pryor and Dotson to get him down there to win the game. And then the final person is somebody I've really maybe criticized more than the other two put together because he's been on the team so long and I've had my frustrations with him. But D'Angelo Hall, who last year, you know, was played pretty well for us when he was healthy. And, you know, I don't even know how long he's been out. He's been out so long. And yet here he is. He comes back in his first game and it's like he's never left. And I've criticized him a lot. I've been frustrated with him a lot. I've been mad at him about him running his mouth about this or that and the penalties and fighting with, you know, other players and all this. But I'll tell you what, the last 2 years, if there's a guy that's laid it on the line and absolutely sold out completely and is doing it at an age where, you know, most guys that are playing his position are on the scrap heap or retiring anyway, it's D'Angelo Hall. So I just want to salute that guy. He's been a hell of a player for the Redskins the last 2 years. He's been a leader, and he's doing it in a position that, you know, he didn't play for most of his career, and I just want to praise the heck out of him because, that was something else to see a guy that's been out that long and coming back from the injury he's coming back from perform like that, and long may it continue because, you know, we're beat up in that back end of the defense just like we're beat up everywhere else, so we need him, so. This is the first of three consecutive games against division leaders, and they managed to win it. If they can split the next two, then they still got a crevice of hope of making the playoffs. So, tough game with Minnesota. That's a great defense, and they're a great defense to travel. So, we'll just have to see what happens and hope this makeshift offensive line can do enough to give Cousins and that running game a chance to win it. Thanks for listening to my message. Talk to y'all later.
Look at what one win can do for you. His whole perspective changed. Now we're looking at a possible playoff run.
A possible. I mean, but I think he's still – I don't think he's I don't think he's like kind of like that regular Redskin fan. It's like, oh, now we're definitely gonna make the playoffs. No, I think he's got perspective.
And you shouldn't be, because again, health obviously is a big issue.
And thanks, George, too.
But George kept it real, and that's what the segment is for, obviously. Real talk. Because he highlighted.
Good play on words, right? Good job.
He highlighted people that he's criticized, people he's been frustrated with, but they stepped up this week. And we talked about D Hall from a leadership perspective. It was huge, him coming back.
All right, so our next person's name is I know, a miracle, right? Our next individual's name is Torin, so let's listen to Torin.
Hey, it's Torin, Section 125. That was the Redskins season ticket owner, and I wanted to know what makes us different from a team such as the Tom Brady, with the Patriots, the Steelers, who kind of go into a lot of people's homes, fields, and really, like, kill them. I want to know, aside from the defense and Kirk Cousins' cannon for an arm, what made us totally different to win on the road? Because that's pretty rare for us. Salute to my guy, Ray.
Hey, man, thanks for the shout-out, and we appreciate the question. Well, what makes us different? Or us? Oh, goodness.
Look at you. Looks like you're a Redskins fan. And look at you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
The Redskins different from Tom Brady and the Patriots? Tom Brady, you said it. That's a very simple answer that I have.
Because they had the defense like the Patriots.
But you know what, though?
And Belichick. You got to say Belichick too.
I was getting ready to say that system.
Yeah.
Because we've seen Matt Castle have success in that offense as well. Drew Bledsoe had success with Belichick. Belichick is a coach that he can win. Look at the receiving core. It changes all the time. He releases good players. Those are the big differences. Consistency is also another one. Mm-hmm. You know, the game plan is always consistent, and also the adjustments are consistent with Belichick, whereas you don't see that as much with Gruden. But this road game, I know you said outside of the defense, I think the leadership, the sense of urgency, you know, running the ball in the red zone. The Redskins are still not a good red zone team, but the fact that they had two rushing touchdowns is huge. I don't care what the overall statistics
are. I agree.
That was a big part of that win. Because if you look at the week before, Dallas, you get a turnover. First play of the game, Ezekiel Elliott fumbles, but you do three straight pass plays, and that leads to a field goal, and you can't win with kicking field goals. So those two scores are big. And then also that throw down the field made the difference to Dotson, who on that play looked like Moss.
He mossed it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. He mossed it. Don't slice
Moss,
it. Don't slice it.
I mean, he's not Moss.
He's not Moss.
He can't come down with the ball against Kansas City.
I mean, if you look at it, regard like what Ray mentioned, there was no – this team had a balanced running attack. I believe they ran the ball for, like, I want to say 23 times. And Kirk Cousins threw the ball for 31 times. So it's good. It's good. I think you have – again, you have to run the football. You have to be stubborn to run. And they did. You know what I mean? And I think that's the reason why this team – was the element of why this team won. They will be in games if they decide, you know what, we can't have Kirk Cousins throw the ball 40 times or 50 times. Let's have a balanced running attack. And we can be in the games on the road, like, and we can be like a Belichick, because again, like Ray said, this team doesn't have Brady, all right? That's why, or Belichick, to be honest with you, and that's why they don't, you know, typically don't win games like this. But again, if you look at football through the totality of ever existing, you know that if you have a solid defense, your team is going to ball out.
And let me tell you say something about the defense. We praised them. Obviously, they played an excellent game. But when it mattered, Seattle marched right down the field on them, which concerned me. Now, they were tired, just like they were the week before against Dallas. But still, that bothers me when you can shut a team down for an entire game.
And then at the very end,
it looked like the Mariners versus the Nationals, the score for a while. And then at the very end, Russell Wilson marched that team
out. I will
out
say this, though.
Easily.
It's hard to control Russell Wilson. And this, too. If you're offense doesn't put up enough numbers, you're always out there. It's going to happen. You're going to break down.
On the last drive, though,
But no, then the last drive, think about, if you want to break it down, didn't they get the sack? They pretty much, it should have ended the game. That sack they got.
That was the officials, though, man.
No, it would have ended the game if they did it right. It would have ended the game if they did it right. If you want to be honest, they did end it. Like, the defense did end it.
Yeah, after Kirk.
They ended it.
They did. I'm just saying, the drive before that,
of course,
he went down very easily.
But he's Russell. And sometimes when you're that good of a quarterback, it happens. It's not like we're talking about a bum.
All right. Well, it's something to grow on.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
All I'm saying. It's a growing point.
And that's real talk.
There you go.
Anyway, man, we appreciate y'all listening to the show. Keep tuning in. You've been listening to All Skins Everything on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia, and 96.9 FM. For Aegis, you dig, deuces. Hey, Meg, this is our big homie.
Lead it to the swag. Pledge allegiance to the swag.